Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. After some feedback that I got on Instagram about what kinds of things you wanted me to cover. And I'm going to be explaining how to know whether you should expand your colour palette or reduce it. Now, if this is the first episode that you're listening to, I would suggest that you go back and listen to episodes 2 and 3 because they also cover colour and where you need to start really with the colour palette for your home. And also, if you haven't already, I have got a free colour palette guide available for you. I'll put a link in the show notes and that will help you step by step go through creating your very own unique colour palette for your home. There's so many elements to getting colour right that it can feel like a balancing act. So I think it's important that I cover this with different aspects and views over and over again, so you can hone in and tweak your colour palette and improve it as time goes on so it gets better and better and better. So today I'm going to give you some pieces of advice to steer you in the right direction. Now, I do believe that more is more when it comes to home decor. I love a bit of maximalism and I don't like minimalism at all. But if you're just starting out with your home decor, I think it's probably best with your colour palette to start with less, which is the exact opposite of what I did when I first decorated this house that we're living in at the moment. So basically, my colour palette for this home when we first moved in was non-existent. I didn't have one. It wasn't even something that entered my head. And it ended up a mishmash of every bloody colour under the rainbow. So the laundry room was yellow and blue. The living room was beige. The toilet and hallway were grey. The bedroom was yellow, beige and turquoise. The kitchen had pops of yellow, green, red, purple. And the office was duck egg blue and the guest room was purple. I mean, guys, what was I doing? What was I even thinking of? It sounds even worse when I'm talking about it now. I literally didn't have a clue. I was just treating each room as individual and throwing as many colours as I could at it without any thought or plan as to what I was doing. So I don't want you to do that, which is why I'm saying start with less. So, I'm so glad that I went through this so you don't have to. And the colours that I chose weren't even the same kinds of shades and tints either. In the kitchen, I had primary and secondary colours. They were like really bright, bold colours. The laundry room I got from like a retro vintage collection. So, that was basically retro vintage kind of shades. The guest room, which was purple, was like a richer, darker shade. If you scroll back further enough on my Instagram or have a look at some of my earlier blog posts, you may see some of it. So go over there and if you want to have a laugh and see what my wacky, non-existent colour scheme was like back in the day. So as I said, starting with fewer colours and expanding on them is better than starting with a lot of colours and then having to edit them afterwards, because Once you've painted them all over the house, it becomes harder to edit them than if you're just adding colour around the house. Now, I don't want to put you in a box and set anything in stone for you. There's no hard and fast rules, but I just want you to have success and work your way up. So this is why I'm saying start here. Now, what I would do is start with two colours that you love and make sure that these colours are either opposite each other on the colour wheel or next to each other on the colour wheel. So if they're next to each other, they'll be more harmonious. And if they're opposite each other, they will be more contrasting. And another thing that you need to do is try to keep to the same type of colours. And what I mean by that is choose a range of pastels, or choose a range of bright colours, or choose a range of rich, deep colours. Now, I'm not saying, as I said before, I'm not saying you can't divert from this at all. But if you start here, you're going to have more success than if you start with one pastel, one deep colour and one bright colour. It's just not going to work. So start here. Keep to a minimum amount of colours that complement each other or are harmonious to each other, and keep them to the same kinds of shades and tints. If you look at my home colour palette, which is on the free colour palette guide and also over on the Facebook group, you will see that all the colours in my home are actually quite toned down and knocked back. So they all work together. I haven't got like one toned down and one bright one and one pastel one. They're all in the same kind of vibe together, which is why that they work so well together. Funny story, guys. When Andy listened to the first couple of episodes of this podcast about the colour palettes, he came to me and went, "I didn't actually realise that all the colours in the different rooms in our house were all the same. I mean, really? Why do I bother? Why am I bothering here at all?" He said, "I stood in the bedroom and looked out into the hallway and thought, oh yeah, the colours are the same." I mean, I might as well just pack this up and give up now, hadn't I? Now, once you've got your two main colours, I would then choose another colour which is a lighter or darker shade of one of the two main colours that you've chosen. Again, I'll talk about my colour palette. If you notice, I've got like a blush pink in my colour palette. And then I've also got like a deeper raspberry kind of shade of pink too, which is a really scrumptious colour. I absolutely love that one. And as I said, they're both kind of knocked back, so they do go well together. So that is what I would do. So you've got three colours now. So I think you probably need to have about five altogether. So what should we add next? What I would add next is a neutral. Now, what is neutral? There's obviously the obvious ones like black and white. But just remember that if you're adding black and white to your colour palette, it doesn't have to be stark white and jet black. There's so many different shades of white. And if you are using white in your home, do not buy brilliant white off the shelf. There, for example, Farrow and Bull do a lovely range of different shades of white. And also, you've got to think about what room it's for as well, because if you've got like a north facing room, you'll need more of a warm white in there. So don't use brilliant white off the shelf, please. And there's also so many different shades of black as well. So it's not, they don't look in your face and stark. So yeah, add a neutral. Other neutrals, well, gold is a neutral, of course. And if you didn't know it was, then I'm telling you it is. And even pink can be a neutral. Farrow and Ball again do a, I'm just trying to think of what it's called. It's called setting plaster. And it almost looks pink, but it's not pink bright in your face. So in certain rooms, in certain lights, it looks pink, but it can be a neutral because it's not a bright in your face kind of pink. So you haven't, you know, think outside the box with your neutrals. You could also have beige, you could also have silver, you could have rose gold, different variations of beigey colours, mushroom, mink. So Don't feel restricted to black and white with your neutrals, but try to add something in there. And once you've created your colour palette, just stand back and look at it and trust your gut. Now, if you look at that colour palette and think those colours don't go together, then you're probably right. They probably don't go together. Or if you think there's too many, it's too busy, it probably is too busy. So that is fine. You just need to go back and refine it and do it as many times as what you need to. Because you can always add to the colour palette later once you've got more experience and confidence. And it will evolve over time, guys. Just like mine did, thank goodness, because it was a hot mess to start with. So if you've got my guide, you don't need to just do it once and that's it, end of. You can go over it again and again and again and rein the colour palette in until it's something that you absolutely love and you look at and think, yes, those colours all go together beautifully. So it's better to do it over and over again in the guide on coolers than it is to do it over and over again in your house, because that's going to be a lot of time and a lot of money and probably a lot of arguments with your other half. So for your fifth colour, I would add either another neutral, which I've given you a range of different ideas that you can use, or again a lighter or darker shade or tint of one of the colours that you've already got. I mean, if you really want to add another colour in there and you think it looks fabulous, then go for it, girl. But it's probably best to start with fewer colours until you gain more confidence. I mean, I'm not saying you have to add more colours at all, ever. As I said, this is an all set in stone. I've only got 5 colours and 2 minor neutral. So just to recap, limit your colour palette to 5 colours. Keep them all the same kinds of shades, hues and tones. For example, keep them all pastels, all brights, or all toned down, knocked back, or all rich dark colours. Add a lighter or darker shades or tints of colours that you've already got and choose 2 neutrals. Remember, neutral doesn't have to be stark white and pitch black. Remember, you can always add to your colour palette later and you can tweak it as many times as you want to. And most importantly, trust your gut. I always like to sleep on any decorating decisions and wake up with fresh eyes in the morning and look at it again. And I may sometimes have a different view. So that's a good tip for you as well. So don't forget to use my free guide as a tool for you, and you'll be on your way to an amazing colour palette for your home in no time at all. Now, I hope that's given you a few pointers in the right direction as to giving you a better idea of where to start with your colour palette. And if you haven't joined my Daring Home Decor Facebook group, I will put a link in the show notes. I would love it if you join the Facebook group and come on over and ask some questions that you might have about this episode or about your colour palette in your home in general. And also, if you click follow to follow the podcast, when there's a new episode up, it will flash up on your phone every time there's a new episode. So it'll keep you in the loop and keep you updated. So I love doing that with the podcast that I follow, because I always know when there's a new episode, and I will be doing weekly episodes, probably every Tuesday, just to let you know, every Tuesday morning. So it was great hanging out with you again, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.